chance. I wake up every day and pray.
Message,
asking him to cover me, and my seeds.
Message.
You don't see nothing wrong. You the problem.
Message.
Lord.
Hey everyone, welcome to Love Everyone Equally. I'm your girl Delta, aka Delightful.
I'm Eugene, aka The Truth.
And thank you for listening to our podcast. This is episode 2, huh? And we're going to be talking about becoming empty nesters.
Okay.
So, as we told you guys in the last episode, our youngest, Isaiah, is going to be going off to college this year. And so, we are trying to wrap our heads around how we feel and what we're going through. And we wanted to just talk a little bit about that and maybe ask at the end of the episode, you know, for some advice from other parents that have, you know, went through this same situation. So what we are doing to prepare ourselves for when he leaves for college.
So what you're doing, Delta?
To be honest, I really don't have any idea. I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm also happy for him. I'm trying to figure out what I want to do because this is going to be a new chapter for myself as well as for you. And I know that we started this podcast and we're also doing another one with some friends. And I guess I would like to maybe downsize a little bit, downsize our current situation. But economically, it's not feasible to
do that. I don't think it's just the wrong time to try. You, if you sell the house, you're gonna make a profit of probably $50,000-$60,000.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go buy another place, you're gonna probably waste that $60,000 because this house is probably 40-50 years old, mm-hmm. if not more.
Mm-hmm.
You go buy something else, and if you want it to be nice, you probably gonna end up spending more money for a 2-bedroom townhome or condo than you did for this house. So, at the time when we bought the house,
sure.
And I think, you know, this house can be a great profit in a long time for, you know, us if we choose to sell it in 20 years, or for him once we gone and he sell it, it'll be a lot more money for him.
Okay, so What are you trying to do, Gene?
For me to prepare is, I know I want to really dive into this producing thing with music. I really want to get deep in that. I don't know if I wanted it to be here or get like a front.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want to get into real estate and start buying up some properties. So it's what I'm doing to prepare is kind of trying to see what should I try to conquer first moving forward to keep my mind and my time more occupied when he's not here.
All right. So during this process, what have you learned about him and yourself? I'm going to let you go first.
What I learned about myself is I'm terrified of him leaving. About him, he wants to be independent.
Mm-hmm.
What have I learned?
It's about a yourself. What about yourself?
I told you what I learned about myself.
You're terrified.
But
okay.
What I learned is it's a lot to go into getting all the information that you need for him for college. You know, we still haven't got to the nitty gritty of how much this is actually going to cost us for him.
Mm-hmm.
Will we need to get loans and lead. I would like to know all that because I don't want him to get his hopes up, and then it's way too much that neither one of us can afford. He already got, you know, scholarships and everything, but that ain't the end of it. It's way more to learn.
Yeah, I during this process, I learned that school is really expensive. Even with his scholarships and financial aid, you got to look at the cost of living when he's living on campus. Yeah. And then that doesn't take in account for other fees that he needs, like what is it? School supplies, you know, food, maybe not food, but health insurance, which he's still covered under us, but
under you, we both covered under you.
Okay, well, you're both covered under me with that, and it's just a lot. It's I mean, he accepted one of the scholarships that he applied for to a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, that's a step in the right direction. And but I mean, it's a lot of other stuff that a lot of other variables that we are not 100% familiar with or have more knowledge. And I think when we go to do the final college visit or for him to be admitted into the school, those are good questions to bring up. What I learned about him is that he wants to be very independent, and that once he set his mind to something, he is laser focused. But also, I've talked to him about, in case something doesn't work out according to plan, to not like just
fall apart.
Yeah, you know, it's just like he doesn't have a plan B. It's all plan A, and it's like you have to have more plans. You have to have a plan.
So you talked to him about this?
Yeah, I talked to him about it. I talked to him about having a plan A, plan B, a plan C, and sometimes a plan D.
Dang, I'm glad you did that, because I didn't.
Yeah, I talked to Isaiah about that, because I think it's very important, because, you know, even though he knows what he wants to major in, I was telling him that, you know, what if you get there and you're like, you know what? I don't think I want to do this. I think I want to maybe do something else. And I was like, you know, make sure that you, you know, have your ducks in a row. And
what you learned about yourself?
During this process, I learned to have some patience, but also I learned that I am too scared, because now, you know, for the past 18, 19 years of my life, it has been centered around taking care of two other people besides me. You know what I'm saying? Everything I was doing was to provide for two youngins. And now that they're both, you know, one is not here physically, but one is getting ready to move on to the next chapter in his life, it's like I have to learn myself again. I have to reconnect with myself and know what it is that I want to do and what my dreams are, as well as reconnect with you, you know, get to know you better. Because it's like, you know, we were so focus on the boys that, you know, in a sense, we kind of lost that connection. I don't want to go too deep into that, because we're going to talk a little bit more about that later on. But yeah, I think for me, it's me trying to figure out, what do I want to do? What are my goals and some of the dreams that I want to pursue?
Okay, what are your hobbies and other extra activities you plan to do or learn to occupy your time?
Well, right now, like I said, I really enjoy doing this podcasting. I think it's not only therapeutic, but also it's given me, you know, confidence to express myself and, try to relate to someone that's listening to what I'm experiencing or going through. And another activity I want to do, I kind of want to learn. I'm kind of over the place, all over the place. I think I want to learn how to maybe do a self-defense class and just learn how to do that. I'm for real. Don't laugh at me because I do want to get in shape, but I don't want to do the exercises that you guys are doing. I don't want to do that lifting weight or jogging or riding a bike because for me, it gets so stationary. It gets very complacent. I need something to keep me stimulated in a sense. And it's got to be some variety in it. And I want to travel more. You know, I really would like to travel.
Well, earlier I kind of touched on what is the hobbies I want to do. Mm-hmm. The hobby and / career that I want to do is more with the studio thing and real estate. Mm-hmm. Other activities. I want to get rid of all this weight that I have. Learn to occupy my time is just the studio, the real estate.
Yeah, I would like to do the real estate.
Learning in them two avenues. Trying to get away from my job.
Yeah.
Learn how to make the money I make money
for me
instead of have to work to survive. I want to change my mindset in that. What are you doing to prepare for Isaiah living on his own?
I think we talked about it with him a little bit about being open to living with somebody new as far as a roommate, you know, because if he's living in a dormitory, there's no guarantee that it's just going to be maybe one person. It might be two.
Three, four.
Yeah. So to be open to it, to compromise in a sense and not just assume that everything is going to be hunky-dory because, you know, everybody have their quirks. So, and he has his. So, I've talked to him about that.
Yeah, I talked to him too. I had a mentor call me, and he was just talking about his experience from 67 years ago and how it made him who he was. Mm-hmm. And it gave me a lot more confidence to just let him, you know, kind of let go and let it be what it is and hoping that he collects what he needs to collect out of this experience.
I mean, that's all you can do. I mean, I've even talked to him about maybe talking to Aaron, you know, and Amin about it since they're currently away at college, you know, and they do have roommates, you know, just ask them for some of their experience, you know, what they're going through, how they handled that situation with having roommates. Okay. So the next topic, next question we thought about was, what have you learned regarding the process of applying for different admissions and what should parents expect? Well, to be honest, Eugene really didn't do this part
at all.
I did all of this.
Yes.
I learned that it is very tedious. It is very tedious. It's like it is so much information that they throw at you, and it's so much information that they need from you. Isaiah was pretty good about making sure that he met all the deadlines. And, you know, he got on me a couple of times about information that he needed from me or from us. And to be honest, I thought I had everything in order, but going through this process of filling out the applications and the financial aid, it was very frustrating because it was a lot of stuff on these applications that I, as a parent, did not understand. And it's not as if you can actually call and talk to a live person. Everything is through email or you can call a 1-800 number or what is that little, I forgot what they call those little things, Smart Chat or Chat Smart, and I don't know what it is. And they would get back to you maybe a day or two later. So, they wanted a lot, even with his essay, like when he applied to like, I think he applied to 4 or 5 different schools. They had some, I know like his high school, they provided him with a college board, which helped him out a lot. Cause like, he did, I think an entrance essay, and he was able to upload it to that. And he went through, that portal to, apply for the schools that he wanted to go to, that he was looking into going to. And, they could look at his, GPA, the little entrance essay that he did. And, the PSAT score that he took, and his regular courses during school and his activities. So that was helpful too. But when he finally nailed down that he just wanted to go to this one particular school, he had to do another essay and a video essay. So, and then the scholarships, oh my goodness, it was so many different scholarships. We didn't even go through every last one of them. We just went through the ones that we knew about. So I know that he still wants to apply for some more scholarships, but we'll probably do that at a later date. But I would tell any parent, you know, make sure you ask for help, get your questions asked, because it's so much, because you have to apply for not only scholarship for just the academic part, but they even have scholarships for room and board and extracurricular activities. So yeah, I would say make sure you do your research and that aspect. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was not prepared for that at all. It was way more than what I expected from when I went to school. So yeah, it's a little bit different, you know?
Yeah.
The next question we have is, our experiences with learning all the different programs and scholarships. What are your experience with learning all the different programs and scholarships? I'm sorry. Oh, like I said in previously, there is so many different scholarships and different programs. And, you know, some programs are scholarship based and then some are not. There are over thousands of scholarships. I think during this process, it's very important to research and talk with your student or your child about what their major is and what they want to do, and try to look for scholarships or programs to help you with applying for those and even helping you complete the necessary paperwork. I would say go to your local churches, you know, local schools, local communities, and see what scholarship programs they have available in your area to help you with the financial part of your child going to school.
Mm-hmm.
So how can parents afford to send kids off to school? Eugene? That's a very good question.
That's the process that I feel like I'm going to learn.
Yeah.
How can parents afford to send kids off to school? I'm learning that right now. I was thinking once I know the cost and everything like that, the next thing I'm going to do, because I don't have $20,000, $30,000 sitting in the bank, is see what kind of loans. I guess I should be doing it now, but seeing kind of what kind of loans, or seeing can I pull the equity out of the house and put his, you know, his tuition for the next 4 years on top of the house, or get a loan of some type. I think that's the process we should learn.
I think so, too, because it, we really can't, I guess you really can't plan for it unless you already have money put to the side or in some type of college fund for this particular time, in which we did not do that, which we did not plan ahead. I don't know why.
I hope we're not the only one.
I don't think we are. I think it's a lot of parents out there that pretty much could be in the same situation.
No, reality-wise, it's like, you're going to have to go your ass to a local school.
Yeah, a junior college.
You ain't going out away.
To no big university.
Yeah, but, you know, he got a, so far, it seems like he has a nice little lump sum towards the, you know, scholarships and everything. So hopefully that continues to grow.
And, you know, there is Pell Grant. So hopefully that, you know, that can help too. But also we're going to have to, like, learn. We're going to have to look at everything and budget and balance. We're going to have to budget everything as far as, you know, budget how we spend money and talk to him about what he needs to do, which he's pretty good about that. He's not going to spend unnecessary amount of money knowing that he doesn't have it. So I think it's more on us budgeting more. You know? So
keep our fingers. Everybody pray for us.
Yes, we try to keep our fingers crossed, especially now in this economy. So yes,
pray for us.
So,
plans after he leaves.
So what are some of our plans after he leaves? I think we talked about it a little bit earlier. I think I want to, I'm interested in learning about real estate and doing real estate and making my money work for me. Shut up. Making my money work for me. But also, I really would like to get to connect with you, Eugene. I think, in a sense, we kind of like have lost. We talk, but as far as like having a date night, we really very seldomly did that. And we didn't really travel a lot when the boys were young. We went a couple of places, but not every year we was traveling. So I would love to do those things. I would love to, you know, maybe travel somewhere together and just have, you know, plan for maybe a date night, you know, not every week, but, you know, every other week or so, you know, maybe once out of the week, you know, do something together and continue doing our podcasting, right?
That's a date night, I think.
Oh, the podcast?
Yes, this is a date
what?
Right now.
What? This is not a date.
We're communicating.
We do that.
We're having a conversation. We're learning things about each other as we speak. No, it's a lot of stuff behind that conversation about reconnecting with me. I'm a man, so I look at things differently. I never lost connection with you. Like, over the years, I have gained a lot of knowledge of who you truly are as a person. I know your likes. I know your dislikes. So reconnecting is a word that I dislike because it's like, if after 20 years of marriage, we have become so comfortable with each other that it's like a friendship for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, how can you say a reconnection when you know pretty much everything? What is your reconnection? When you put down reconnection, what do you mean?
When I say reconnect, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about us spending time with each other one-on-one. Because we've very seldom did that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying me and you having fun together without having other people around or two extra people around in that sense. Like, I mean, I know you love going to the movies and everything.
And you don't.
Yeah, but
that's stuff I like to do and you don't.
Yeah, but also it's things I like to do that you don't like to do. I would love to go on a horseback ride or to the museum.
Over it.
See, that's what I'm saying. Reconnect doesn't mean that we have to go out. I mean, even some of my interests, like if I want to do a kickboxing or a boxing class, I think that would be great for us. That'll help us to get in shape and be active, and we're doing something.
I swear
something.
To God, everyone that's listening to this,
what
if
are you talking
a year
about?
From now, we're in karate classes together.
I said boxing.
Or boxing.
Or if even going to the gun. Or
if
wait
we're
a minute.
Doing, if we're doing any of these athletic things, God has opened our eyes and regenerated so much energy in our bodies that we are just living life to the fullest.
Okay.
And I hope and I pray that what she says is true, and I hope we do get to that point.
You know, or we
but
can go
I
for
do not see that.
Hello, we can go for walks at the park.
We've
we
been
have
saying
a
that
beautiful,
for 20 years.
But we have nothing but time now, and we can do those
we
things.
We have time now.
Yeah. We do. Don't sit there and look. Don't give me that look.
Okay.
We do have time now,
yeah.
You know.
Are we going towards traveling or continue to work at the same pace?
I can't do another 10, 20 years working at the same place. Don't get me wrong. It got us through, but also it was a lot of ups and downs. You know, we were still young, trying to connect, trying to get to know each other, know our boundaries and what we liked. But also we never traveled.
But this is what I'm saying. It's like the one side contradict the next.
No, the one side doesn't.
Hold on. If we going to have to, how do we plan on reconnecting as a couple? And then
when I say working at the same place, I mean like the same job. Is
yes.
we still going to be doing the same thing? Is we still going to be in the same routine?
Yes.
And I would like for us to step a little bit out of that routine and allow, because we've always said we wanted to start our own business, or you've always wanted to do your music and I wanted to run the business of it, you know, and it's
maybe
like
our hustle has to go into overdrive.
Yeah.
Like we all our marriage, we never really, we always scraped to get by. We always grind to get by, mm-hmm. and everything, but we never had a hustling mentality. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to changing our mental thought of the way we think, you know what I'm saying? It's going to have to take a lot of a lot of time of understand our importance of us taking that next step. Like, where our mental space is at, like even right now after Eli and everything like that, like, are you ready to hit that switch? Like, is it there? Is it that you want the world in your hands, in the palm of your hands, are you there mentally?
Hmm.
Because that's what, you know, changing our current situation, that's what always stopped me.
Stop,
I just
yeah.
haven't had the energy or the you know, the mental, I say unblock the mental blockage that's in my head. Like, I have to push through and wanting more. And at this present time, you know, with Eli passing and even before Eli passing, you know, it's like I've been stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you get past being stuck? You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's the challenge, you know, for me. It's like through all, like, the traveling means nothing to me. The reconnection means nothing to me if I can't get out of my own way.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? I get that.
I feel like I'm still riding the same bike. I'm still going down the same street, and the block keeps repeating itself. Like, what am I going to do?
It's like you're going around in circles.
Yeah, what am I going to do to try to get out of this?
Well, I mean, but I can relate to what you're saying, because I think it's always been a lack of motivation and a lack of self-doubt. I think for me personally, I've always self-doubted myself. Because I was afraid that if I fail, I'm gonna look stupid, or would I be able to get back up? Or if I do fail, I got to think about, I got two kids and I got a husband, and if we don't make it, then we're gonna be homeless. And
that still stands true.
Yeah, it still stands true, but you know,
it's one kid now, but
You know, I look at it like this. I think with us doing this podcast is one step in the right direction, because we've always talked about doing our own thing, but we've never knew exactly to what extent we wanted to do it, you know. And even with, you know, doing this podcast, I think this is a step in some type of direction. I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know where it's going to lead us, but I just feel like it's the right thing. It's the right step in just putting one foot in front of the other, you know. I don't know what, you know, the Most High has planned for us. You know, I've always known that whatever we went through, He's always had our back, and He's always protected us and guided us through. He, you know what I'm saying? Even when we didn't see a way out, He was there, and He saw that way out. So I'm just gonna take it one step at a time. That's all we can do. Just take it one step at a time. And even with traveling, if it's like going to bed and breakfast, or even just driving to another state, I always told you I've never been materialistic. I've never thought of I have to be flashy or anything. I've always been very sensible. So just spending time together is the most important thing. And that's what I'm looking for. And that's what I feel like with reconnecting is just spending time together to the point that we're not ready to strangle one another. You know, that is very, what's the word I'm looking for? Peaceful, you know, tolerable is the word I guess I'm looking for. So we want to ask our listeners, what advice can you guys give us? You know, tell us what you've gone through with this stage in your life.
Or your relationship.
Yeah. Whether you're still in, your kids still at home and they're grown or whatever, just, you know, help. Maybe your advice or your story can help someone else as well as us out there. So we're going to wrap up this episode number 2. And we really do thank you guys for listening to us. We hope you like and subscribe and share our podcast. And God bless you until the next time. Bye.
Hope you're getting this message. My heart is lost in depression. So sick, all the shit I see. Should we live in the desert? No more Martin Luther King, because black lives are better. We losing focus as they aiming for better. My pen just keep on writing, and these bills keep on passing.